Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Colorado governor now declares churches are essential. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to talk about this on Faith and Freedom with Holly Mead. Well, this is a great development, Holly, because Liberty Counsel, we have been litigating in Colorado on behalf of Andrew Womack Ministries, that's headquartered in Colorado, but it's a worldwide ministry. Many people are very familiar with the Bible studies and conferences, and it also has Caris Bible College, and some of the campuses are all over the country as well, and other parts even around the world, but its main campus is right there in Colorado. Well, Governor Polis has been very discriminatory against churches and religious gatherings. He's put restrictions on them that have not been similarly placed on other kind of similar kinds of secular gatherings. And we've been litigating there for a couple of months.
Yeah, we've seen local health officials, public officials, constantly almost harassing this ministry for having these on-site events, these biblical conferences, despite all the precautions they've taken. And they've taken a huge list of precautions each time they come together, but they're constantly harassing them about what they're doing.
That's right. And so, you know, what we have here is on December the 3rd, well, if you go back, Thanksgiving Eve, the day before Thanksgiving, we have a great victory at the U.S. Supreme Court when the Supreme Court issued a ruling for an emergency injunction pending appeal involving churches and synagogues in New York. It's a great opinion that comes out of New York, and it was to the Supreme Court. Then 8 days later, on December the 3rd, the very next week, we have another great decision at the U.S. Supreme Court, and that's involving our cases involving Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry, about collectively nearly 170 churches in California.
Yeah, it's like once they made that ruling in New York, it's been kind of a ricochet effect and seeing the churches finally be free after all this time.
Yeah, so now that was on a Thursday. This is a following Monday, December 7, the governor of Colorado issues this new order declaring that places of worship, houses of worship, are essential, and said that effective 5 p.m. Mountain Time, his order takes effect.
Those are beautiful words, let's just say. Churches are essential, the governor admits.
The governor admits that they've always been essential, as right. Our pastor, Cheon, that we represent in California with Harvest Rock Church, says churches have been essential for 2,000
years.
And that's true. It's just that these governors didn't recognize it, didn't want to.
Right. They don't care anything about churches or faith. They want to control people. So the churches were a target.
Yeah.
Have been
so
a target.
This governor, like many of them, put it in the non-essential category. Or even if they have it in essential, they treat them discriminatorily different. But now he saw the handwriting on the wall. And we're working, obviously, with the opposing counsel in Colorado, the government attorneys. And they said the reason why he acted so fast is because of the two Supreme Court cases, the one out of New York and then ours out of California. Obviously, the handwriting's on the wall, mm-hmm. and at least he saw the handwriting. Some governors still don't get it. I mean, they get it. They just don't want to admit it. For example, even New York's mayor, he said recently in a press conference that, oh, the Supreme Court's opinion, that's irrelevant. So they get it, but oftentimes they just flaunt it. And so that's why we have to continue to litigate. And that's the same thing happening in California. The governor there, Gavin Newsom, just simply wants to ignore it, as does the Attorney General Becerra, the pro-abortion attorney that is prosecuting our client, Sandra Merritt, for her undercover work revealing Planned Parenthood trafficking in human body parts. So what we have here is a domino effect. This means all of Colorado, where the restrictions were actually becoming worse because they were even locking down more so. Now Governor Polis went from worse restrictions to lifting all the restrictions. In fact, what he had at the time that we started litigating was a 175-person limit per building. And that involved our conference, our sanctuary, 3,100 right. people. Only 175 people you could get in there. 3,100 people can be seated in there. Karis Bible College has room for 5,000 total, 3,100 in the sanctuary, but only 175. Then they said, that was 175 people per room. Then they ultimately limited it to no more than 50 people. And that's when the Supreme Court had these most recent rulings, and it went from 50 to no limitation on attendance at all.
And, you know, it's not just worship services, but it's also ceremonies like weddings and funerals. You know, it's been heartbreaking to see some of these people that have, they're trying to grieve their loved one, and they have to confine to these orders and only have a couple people, and they're all distanced around. Or a wedding, you know, you've been planning for a wedding for however long, and now you've got to, you know, downsize it and do all these restrictions. You know, so there's true freedom in this, finally, after all this time.
Yeah, true freedom is definitely finally arriving. Not everywhere, but you can begin to see one domino after another fall down. I kind of analogize it to the fact that we now have the keys to open the jail cells to set the captives free, but some of these governors are still guarding the prisons, if you will, and not letting us in to use the key. So we have to continue to go litigate, and we have to go cell by cell by cell, block by block by block. And that's what we're doing in California, for example.
And, you know, we've been one of the first to really, you know, head this fight up, because we saw what was happening. You know, the churches were willing to comply for a couple weeks. Okay, we need to, you know, do this because of the virus. We need to stop the spread or whatever. And then a couple weeks turned into a month, 2 months, 3 months. You know, now look what's happened. So you can see this is a control issue. This is not a virus issue.
Yeah. And, you know, once they get the taste of power, and it's an incredible amount of unconstitutional power these governors have wielded, including local mayors, for example, or local governing bodies. What they do is, especially they've thrived on the fact mm-hmm. that the afternoon, late afternoon press conferences, all the press show up and everybody's locked down and they see this person talking and they're hanging in every word. And they then just print off an executive order and they send it out and they give it to the media. And boom, it just happens across the country. No input from the people, no debate between the houses in the state legislature. They just do it.
Their egos are bigger than the common sense.
Oh,
and they see,
goodness.
Well, we can have a little bit of control. Let's see how much more we can control people. And let's keep going and going and going.
Like in California, it's unbelievable that a governor would even say these micromanaging restrictions on Easter, 2 hours maximum outside, and no served food on the table. It has to be individually self you know, contained.
On Thanksgiving.
And they just go over and over. And so when the Supreme Court says, no, you've got to start applying the First Amendment, which they jettisoned long ago, these governors, they're not so happy about the fact that they have to, one, that they've been proven wrong, and two, that their power is being restrained, and they're being restricted because of the Constitution. So they push back, and that's what's happening in California.
And, you know, it's important for us to remember, we elect officials to protect our freedoms, not to take them away, and the people need to continue to remember that. This is not about putting them into power so they can control you.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Andrew Womack Ministries is, like I said, a Colorado nonprofit charitable and religious ministry. It provides Christian and biblically-based conferences, seminars, events, and other religious gatherings. And its affiliated ministry is Karis Bible College. It has about 652 enrolled students. That's a little bit lower than normal because of COVID, but they have also campuses outside of Colorado around the country.
They have a huge campus, yeah.
We have a 3,100-seat sanctuary on campus, total of 5,000 or so total seats that people that can be accommodated. And we were limited based upon just a small number. And then the county and the state really came after Andrew Womack Ministries for having these religious gatherings, these worship services and these conference events. But now the litigation's paid off and we have been exactly vindicated as what we've always said, the First Amendment is being violated. And now Governor Jared Polis has finally gotten the message. Churches are essential. Ceremonies such as weddings and funerals, also classified as essential. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.